The Pennine Way is a 469-kilometer walking path which runs from the Peak District in Derbyshire to just inside the Scottish border. Other trails go further, but it is known as the most challenging. Some people see this trail as an opportunity to take a pleasant day's hike on a small section of the route. But 18-year-old David Lemming saw it as a challenge. I'd come across a great account of hiking the whole trail written a few years ago, and I was determined to do it myself. I didn't feel anxious. I was just excited to get going. Things went perfectly for the first week. David was really enjoying the experience. Since many people use the trail, he was constantly meeting fellow hikers, so he never felt isolated. But then it got really stormy, he says, so a lot of people gave up. I could go for hours, without seeing anyone at all. But as long as I had my mobile, I wasn't really worried about anything bad happening. Unfortunately, something bad did happen. During a particularly heavy rainstorm, David slipped in the mud and fell about 10 meters down the hill. I realized I'd broken my arm immediately. Then I found that my mobile had fallen out of my pocket. And when I tried to get up to look for it, I couldn't stand up at all. My leg was injured too. All he could do was to shout for help. I yelled until my throat was sore, he says, and nothing happened. But then I saw a head at the top of the hill. Someone had heard me. A man came down, saw the state I was in, and called for help. And really, that was the most amazing part of the whole experience. At the hospital, even the doctors were impressed at how much of the trail I'd covered. I felt really proud. 1. The Pennine Way is A. The longest trail in Britain. B. Located mainly in Scotland. C. Not popular within experienced walkers. D. Considered a difficult trail to walk. 2. Where did David get the idea of hiking the trail? A. From reading about it. B. From his parents. C. From hearing an account of it. D. From being challenged by a friend. 3. How did David get help after his accident? A. He called for help on his mobile.
B. He spoke to a passerby.
C. He called out until someone heard him. D. He returned to the trail and found someone.